When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joining us now is a man who knows all things golf, and we're very fortunate at the moment to have coming to you from the Magenta Shores Country Club, the Women's New South Wales Open Golf Championship. Joining us online, Ricky Schmidt. Ricky, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, mate. How you going, Beaut?
We're fantastic, mate. We've got a great tournament at the moment, and tell us a bit about this, because this is a combined with the European tour. So there's plenty of Europeans. We're going through the leaderboard as we speak, and we're going to be doing our best to name a couple of them. But nevertheless, the good thing is the current leader, Justice Basia, is an amateur from Australia. So well done to her. Course record 7-under yesterday.
Yeah, mate. They've been pretty fortunate so far with the weather. So look, the course is set up fantastic. It's the best I've seen it for a long time. It's a Ross Watson design course, obviously. They've really, really done it up tremendous. And from all the girls that have sort of been passing through the range and using the range this week, they're all super, impressed with the course. And hopefully there's going to be something there in the future, they reckon. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, okay, Ricky, Gary Birkinshaw here, mate. The leader from Queensland, do you know much about her?
Look, I don't know a lot. All I know is that there is the field is pretty. We've got 30 Australian women playing in the field, which is unreal. We've got the defending champion Momoka Kabori. Her brother, obviously, is Kazuma, who had a breakthrough year last year. Mm. Turned pro late in the year, went out and won 3 events, and now is qualified to be on the DP World Tour. So obviously, there's a brother and sister rivalry going on there. But she's playing, and she's in the middle. She was 2-under par, so she's not far from the lead. You've also got that young Rachel Lee, the 16-year-old, who's still in year 11 at school. Another one, she's still at school. She had a breakthrough year last year, winning the Aussie juniors and seniors in the state series, and then went on and obviously won the Women's New South Wales regionals at Mollymook. So, and she was also the first round leader in the Aussie Open last year. So, there's some quality players there. You've got the 2023 Order of Merit winner. I think it's Tricat Cheng Lab, and also the two-time winner of the New South Wales Open, Megan McLaren, playing. So, if anyone wants to get out and watch some quality women's golf, and obviously I've seen a few of them this week just hitting balls at the range and going through their paces, mate, they're going to see some really good golf.
And, mate, if yesterday's any indication, these girls have, shot the lights out of this golf course. He's 7-under leading after day one. But there's plenty that are in minus figures here. In fact, if we go all the way down, tied for 35th is 1-under. So it's 46th and beyond is when you're at even. So, they're well and truly setting the course alight.
Yeah. As I said, Butch, the big thing with Magenta, obviously, is the weather. If the wind gets up, I would think anyone shooting close to par is going to have a chance to win. And so far, touch wood, they've had the benign conditions. There hasn't been a lot of wind, and they're shooting some scores. So, let's see what today and tomorrow dishes up. If we get a bit of wind, who knows? Someone could come back, and win from 5, 6, 7 shots behind. It just depends on, what happens with the weather.
Yeah. So, Ricky, it's a 3-day event. So there's a cut made after today's play. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a cut after today. I'm pretty sure they still get cut to the top 60-plus ties, including amateurs. I'm going to try and sneak out this afternoon and have a quick look. I think it'll be outstanding to watch some good women's golf.
Yeah, my understanding is that going out there to watch is absolutely free of charge. So, get out to the great course, which is Magenta Shores. It's probably one of our premier courses on the coast, if not our premier course. And I've only played out there a couple of times. I've got to tell you, Gee, I lost some balls out there. My goodness, Ricky, how hard is it out there?
Yeah, there's no forgiveness out there, that's for sure.
Ricky, just digressing a little bit, Masters on in 2 weeks' time. How do you see the fancies lining up for that?
Yeah, look, it's as I said, this is the best time of the year if you're a golfaholic, mate. You've got the Masters on in 2 weeks. You've got the, you know, we had the Players last or 2 weeks ago. We've got the Texas Open on this week. There's just golf everywhere, mate, and it's, you know, we've got all the cream are sort of playing well. You've got, like, at the Texas Open this week, Tony Finau's 9-under, he's leading. You've got Scottie Scheffler coming off his Players victory, coming from five behind to win. He's only three behind. Yeah. I just, you know, the cream's just there. And I think the big thing for Scottie is, you know, he's found a putter. He's switched up to a mallet putter. And that's always been his Achilles. If he makes some putts, he wins. If he doesn't, you know, he finishes sort of top 10. Now he's got a putter that he looks really happy using, and, you know, he's just going to win everything, I think. He'll be my tip for the Masters.
Where's the world of golf, you know, with the PGA and LIV? Are we close to merging? Do we get to see these LIV golfers compete at the Masters? How does that all work, mate?
Yeah, look, I think most of the LIV players are able to play in all the majors events. That's one of the things they sort of agreed upon, which is good for the game, mate. You want all your best players, you know, playing in your major events. I think it's very close to both of them joining together. There has been a lot of talk about it. Quite a few players now have sort of, you know, the Rorys and that have sort of backtracked on what they were blowing up about over the previous 12 months and said, you know what, it's not that bad. Maybe we need to sit down and try and work it out and come together. Because it's got to be better for the game of golf, mate. We want all our best players playing against each other.
Yeah, you bet, mate, you bet. Mate, we'd love to talk more golf, but unfortunately we've got to head to the news, mate. We really appreciate, Ricky, you joining us. He is up at Bateau Bay driving range there, so if you're looking for a hit, get on up there. He'll be the one running around in that little buggy. You can aim for him and get as many hits as you can on him.
Hey, one more thing, Butch. Just want to congratulate you, mate, on your win up at Coffs, mate, in the States Cup, mate. No attack. Well done, bud.
Thank you, mate. Much appreciated. Ricky was up there too, competing, doing his best, mate. It was all good fun.
Ricky's a busy man. Ricky's also been playing in Masters cricket as well.
Oh, mate, he's all over the place. He's all over the place. He's a king of sport on the Central Coast. Thanks for joining us again, Rick.